dress is up to you, my friend. That's a long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Oven, Penny.
Boy, tough room.
Look, Dad, I know you're just trying to cheer me up, but I really do not care about that stupid dance tonight, or the fact that it's the major social event of the century, or that I'm the only girl in the 10th grade that isn't going.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, what about that girl with the mustache?
She's going.
Well, all right, Sam, you know what I gotta do then? I'm gonna make you a favorite dish. I'm gonna make you some sausage and peppers.
No, thanks, Dad. I'm not really hungry.
Oh, you say that now, but when I start cooking one with, you're mine.
Hey, Sam, what do you say? We go to the movies, we'll gorge ourselves on popcorn and go look for cute guys.
Oh.
Just look.
No, thanks, Sandra. I think I'm just gonna study.
Oh, study on a Saturday night? Come on, you'll just forget it by Monday.
God, will you stop? I'm really okay. I don't need a special dinner or a movie or anything.
Hey, Sam! You want to go dig for worms?
Worms? How low have I sunk?
Hey, it always cheers me up, especially when I get one of those big, fat, slimy ones.
Oh. Yeah, sure it does, pal. Sure it does. He needs some human friends.
Hi, welcome to the produce section.
Oh, thanks. It's good to be here. Excuse me.
Sorry, I was just centering myself. It helps you focus your energy and attain harmony with the universe and vegetables.
Ah, well, I've always yearned to be at one with a rutabaga. Oh, there they are.
Oh, you don't want that.
I don't?
No, it's from Sunny Spring Farms.
So?
Well, they're owned by Demco, which gets paper clips from Fryer, which makes drill bits using diamond from South Africa. So, unless you support apartheid, you should only buy the peppers from New Jersey.
Oh, sure, fine. I'll take four of the jerseys.
Oh, we're out of them.
Hey, sausage and peppers used to be so easy.
Hey, didn't I see your picture in the paper? President of the Parents Association?
That's me.
Yeah, you're setting up after school activities for latchkey kids.
Well, it's no more than any great president might do.
Yeah, that sounds like a super project. Hey, you know, I could teach a class in yoga.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll tell you what, you're on.
All right. It will be an honor to work with a man like you. A man of vision. A man of compassion. A man who would never buy a pepper from Sunny Spring Farms.
Hey, you really hang in there, don't you, kid?
I recommend the parsnip. It's a very misunderstood vegetable.
A kid with a conscience. I like that. I like that.
Well, produce calls.
Okay. Hey, I guess between work and school and all your causes, you haven't got time for things like going to a dance?
Oh, no, I've got plenty of time, but we just moved here. I really don't know any girls.
I know one.
Can't believe I finally got a date with Bill Weston. You think I sounded too desperate accepting at the last minute?
Oh, no, you played it cool. You hesitated for a full 2 seconds. There you go. 10 little toes all aglow with Riviera Red.
Riviera Red? I'm using Crimson Sunset.
Great, I clash.
Well, there goes our tip, Madge.
Right, Blanche. Oh, you know what would have been a great accent with that dress is my gold necklace. It's too bad I lost it.
Maybe you didn't look in the right places.
Mother. Try my jewelry box.
Mother.
And don't you dare touch those jade earrings you lost.
Well, I am off to the lanes. I just love bowling with Jerry. His mind is always in the gutter.
Oh, no. I've only got an hour and a half.
Hey, Sam, maybe you should cut down on your sugar intake.
Dad, I'm just drying my nails.
Oh, well, okay, good. Come on, I want to show you something.
Oh, this better be good.
Oh, it is. Nice walk.
So what is it?
Well, it's just something I picked up at the market. Yeah, all right. Jesse, this is my daughter, Samantha. Samantha, this is Jesse Nash, champion of the downtrodden.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Did you know your nails are two different colors?
It's a fashion statement.
And a bold one at that.
Well, you know, Jesse is new in the neighborhood, and he's not too short, Sam.
Dad?
He's not too tall.
Dad?
Jesse, how do you feel about disco?
Yuck.
Yuck, Sam.
I can't believe this.
Is there some place I can clean up? Those vegetables are loaded with pesticides.
Oh, sure. Look, it's through the living room and under the stairs. You're going to love it because the soap is environmentally sound. All right, Sam, I know what you're going to say. I shouldn't be interfering, and I shouldn't be trying to fix you up, but this is a great kid.
Well, he does have nice eyes.
You mean, you're not sore?
No way. Your taste is definitely improving.
All right. Hey, now you got a date for the dance.
Yeah, but it's not with Jesse. Bill Weston just called, and he invited me.
You know, Sam, if I'm going to meddle in your life, I better carry a beeper. All right, well, I guess I'll go out there and tell him.
You never know, though. Maybe Jesse and I will go out some other time. I mean, when you drive a car, you could always use a spare.
Just remember, you don't even have a learner's permit. Jesse, here's the thing. A funny thing happened on the way to the market. Sam got a date.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
It's just a dance. It's not like it's an anti-nuke rally.
Well, anyway, look, the invitation for dinner still stands. I mean, if you're up for sausage and parsnips.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay.
Parsnips?
Yeah, well, we were going to have peppers, but there were major global ramifications.
I really like your father. I'm going to be helping him with his latchkey project.
Oh, really?
Well, I think it's important for kids to get involved and not be so wrapped up in themselves.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
So, what are you going to do?
About what?
Your father's project. Aren't you going to teach a class or something?
No. I mean, I never really...
Come on, Sam. If you want to change the world, you gotta roll up your sleeves and pitch in.
I happen to like the world. Anyway, I'm quite busy right now with, you know, my courses, homework, shopping.
Angel, don't go in there.
Why not?
Sam's in there talking to a boy that I brought home from the market.
What was it, double coupon day?
No, the kid happens to work there, and he's a great kid, Angela. Hey, I mean, he's aware, he's bright, he's funny.
That kid is obnoxious.
So I forgot one.
I love washing dishes. It's so zen.
Bill Weston, fashion consultant. Meet Jesse Nash, produce consultant. Jesse's an old friend of the family. We go back hours, huh? All right. Hey, look, I'm gonna go look for that camera, so think cheese.
So, where's this dance?
At the Long Ridge Country Club.
The Long Ridge? Oh, no, what a bummer. You guys can't go.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, there's this bird called the piping plover, and it lives in the field right next to the country club. And they want to fill in the whole area and build tennis courts, which means the plover will be wiped out. And I'm sure that's not what you want.
Of course not, but it's just a dance. What's it gonna prove if we don't go?
That you care about the plover.
I've never even seen a plover.
Well, that's too bad. They're cute little guys. Picture a large potato with feet. And they have this great call. Peeplo. 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 Beautiful, huh?
Dad!
It's not just the plover. I mean, all living things are connected. You destroy one, and before you know it, you have a totally barren and lifeless planet. I'm talking no plants, no animals, no malls.
Dad! Look, Jesse, I feel really bad for the little guys, but why don't they just move?
Well, it's not that simple.
Why not?
Well, because what if one of the babies gets left behind? He wanders around, lost and alone. Night falls. He's cold. He's hungry. He tries to fly, but his little wings are too weak. He staggers out in the highway. A big semi thunders towards him, but the baby plover is too scared to move. All he could do is stand there and cry for his mother. Mama! Mama! Mama!
Stop, stop! That's horrible! Sam, we can't go to the dance.
Don't listen to him! Can't you see what he's trying to do?
Mama! Mama!
That is not fair!
Sam, it's just a dance.
No, it isn't just a dance. It's at the country club and all my friends are gonna be there.
Sam, aren't we being just a little bit shallow here?
Get out of my living room. So are you gonna take me or not?
I'm sorry, but I just can't do that to the plover. How about a movie?
Good night, Bill.
See ya.
Mama. Well, you're doing the right thing. Doesn't it feel good?
Okay, kids, I'm all ready. Here I come. Okay, come on. Big smile now. Big smile. Sam, you're not smiling, Sam. And you're not Bill.
No, he went to the movies.
Oh, well, what a shame. But isn't it great we got a spare, Sam? Now, you two can go to the dance together.
Well, I would, but you see, there's this bird called the piping plover.
Will you give it a rest? I don't want to hear another peep-low out of you. Dad, you brought him home. You like him so much. You go with him.
I don't have a thing to wear. Oh, good morning, Sam. Can I make you some breakfast?
No, thanks. Just orange juice.
Oh, come on. Let me make you some eggs.
What? And break up a family?
Come on, Sam. Now, don't take this so hard. It was just one dance.
And a lifetime of humiliation. Dad, I got dumped for a bird.
Yeah, but it was a rare bird. Yeah. Oh, hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Mr. Maselli.
Bonnie, what are you doing here? I came to see how your throat is. Do you still have those white dots?
White dots?
Yeah, you remember the reason why you wouldn't let me go to the dance last night.
Oh, those white dots. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was touch and go here for a while.
Too bad you had to miss the dance. The band was great. And there's this kid outside with a picket sign making weird bird noises. But the funny part was he had the wrong country club. What? Yeah. See, he meant to go to the Long View, not the Long Ridge. Isn't that hysterical?
No.
Hey, Bonnie, maybe you should leave before the white dots kick back in.
But wait, it gets better. He put down his sign and came in. He's a great dancer. His name's Jesse. You'd love him. Well, feel better. Bye.
Bye, Bonnie.
I'm gonna kill him.
Now, Sam.
You're right. That means I'd have to see him again. I'm gonna go for a walk.
Okay, sweetheart.
Dad.
Yeah, hon.
Do you think I'm shallow?
What? When'd you ever get an idea like that?
I don't know. I was just wondering. So do you?
Of course not. No.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, a shallow person wouldn't wonder if she was shallow or not. I mean, sure, you spend a lot of time on the phone talking to your friends, and a lot of time at the mall buying clothes. And a lot of time in the bathroom combing your hair, but that's not being shallow.
Then what is it?
Well, it's called being 15.
Guess who's here?
We see, Angela. It's you.
Oh, not here in the living room. Sam, Jesse's here to see you.
Tell him I'm out buying a fur coat. Better.
there yet. I'll tell him myself.
Now, wait a minute, Sam. Now, look, I don't blame you for being mad at Jesse. I know he gets carried away sometimes, but hey, deep down, he's a good kid. So can you do me a favor and try to be nice to him?
Dad, you're really asking a lot.
Oh, hey, I'm not talking about best friends here. Say hi, how are you, bye, that kind of thing, you know.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Bye.
Hey. Sam, I feel real bad about what happened last night.
You'll get over it.
You want to try some yoga?
No, thanks.
What? Afraid you'll look silly?
No, I am not afraid that I will look silly.
Hey, I know why you don't like me.
Well, that doesn't exactly take a genius now, does it? You insulted me, you ruined my date, and you talked my father into making parsnips.
No, that's not why.
Fine.
I knew you'd be back.
Okay. Why do you think that I don't like you?
Because you're afraid I may be right. Maybe you are shallow.
Oh, that is really rich. Do you know what your problem is?
I'm ahead of my time.
Ooh, ooh, you wish. You don't know anything about people.
I just think they should face up to the truth and be themselves.
Right. Just as long as they're exactly like you.
That's really good.
What are you talking about?
Well, you just gave me a new insight to myself. It's very perceptive. I must be rubbing off on you.
Lucky me. So, does that mean you're gonna stop putting me down?
I'm not sure.
Great!
Sam, you know why I'm so hard on you?
Because you're a jerk?
No. Because I can see your potential. You're your father's daughter.
Keep going.
Well, Tony's a great guy. He's warm, he's caring, he's smart, and there is not a phony bone in his body. And I can see all those things in you.
You can?
Yeah. Deep down, under all those trendy clothes.
Really?
Really.
So, is that yoga stuff hard to learn?
Nah, just follow me. Boy, you're really graceful.
I took ballet. I gave it up, though, for shopping.
It's a little bit closer. See, I told you it's easy.
I bet it'll take some practice.
Lots.
Dad!
Samantha! What's going on?
You told me to be nice to him.
I knew that kid was troubled the minute I laid eyes on him.
Jesse, I thought you were crazy about him.
I just caught them kissing.
And you didn't throw him out?
No. Angela, what's happening?
Well, looks like you and Sam are growing up. I remember my first real kiss. I was so, so old. No, Mother, I was so nervous. I lost control of my lips and I
ended up French kissing his nose.
You never told me that.
You promise you're not going to tell anybody.
Hey, did I tell how you broke Bobby Bruckner's toe doing the mashed potato?
Yes.
Well, everybody knew anyway. He walks with a limp to this day. Okay, I promise, I will not tell anyone about your nose kiss.